Hi friends, in today's podcast, I have invited my dear friend and trainer, W3 coach Mehnoosh Randeria, and he's in this field for last 10 years. He's training people in NLP and he's a W3 coach, India's first W3 coach who works with wealth, wisdom and wellness. And so here I'm inviting you, Mehnoosh. Hi Mehnoosh.
Hi Anjali, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing? First of all, thanks very much for accepting my invitation and being here. So, yeah, Mehnoosh is based out of Mumbai and he does lots of trainings and he has created a good name here. So, Mehnoosh, as your niche is NLP, I would like to know, what is NLP?
Okay. Basically, the full form of NLP is neuro-linguistic programming. And if I were to avoid the technical jargonish term, in simplest terms, I can say that NLP is the language of the mind.
Okay.
How you use your language in your thoughts, in your words, in your actions to communicate with self and with others.
Mm-hmm.
That is what makes a difference between people who are successful and people who are still struggling to get success.
Okay, so how come this NLP field came all of a sudden? Just tell me more about it.
Yeah, there is a kind of a history, or rather a story to the way NLP field came up. The founders of NLP were Richard Bandler and John Grinder.
Okay.
And together they formed this field in the late 1970s.
Okay.
And it so happened that they were studying people who were successful.
Okay.
And they realized that there is a difference between people who are successful and who are not successful.
Okay.
But if you were to ask the people who are successful that what it is that they are doing differently, very rarely you will find the person being able to pinpoint it and spell it out that this is what I'm doing differently.
Okay.
At a conscious level, you know, they'll say, this is how it is, you know, I can't think anything better than this, that's what I do.
Yes.
And if you try to find out and ask them, no, but what is it that makes you differently stand apart from the others? And they'll say, yeah, it just happens automatically, ho jata hai, you know, it's just in the moment I am. And all these kind of conscious level answers come up.
Okay.
Now, they are not saying such things to kind of evade the question or trying to hide anything. It is just that they don't know any better.
Okay.
Now, with the help of NLP, what Richard Bandler and John Grinder did is that they observed the successful people in their field. And they were able to document exactly those things which were making a difference for them.
Okay.
You know, there are a lot of definitions of NLP. One of my favorite definitions is that NLP is the study of the difference which makes the difference.
Oh, that's great. It's a lovely difference that makes the difference. That means what difference we can make in our life to create a difference.
Exactly.
Wow.
And this is something so subconsciously deep-rooted that if I ask you that, how do you do your podcast so well, Anjali? You'll say, I just love doing it, it just happens. But then if I observe you, I'll figure out that what is it that you do differently, which creates that difference.
Oh, thank you, Mehnoosh. So, how was your experience with NLP?
Oh, well, it's been a wonderful journey. It began around 10 years back when I was in the corporate profession, in my corporate finance profession.
Uh-huh.
And today, at that time, there was a lot of myth, I would say, that NLP is only to do with therapy and coaching or counseling.
Mm-hmm.
And I was probably an exception in those days where I wanted to learn NLP, not because I wanted to become a trainer. At that time, I was pretty much settled in my corporate job.
Mm-hmm.
I understood NLP, or rather, after learning NLP, I understood myself better.
Okay.
It has been a journey of discovery to understand my strengths, weaknesses, where I need to work on, what I'm already doing well, what are the thought patterns that are formed maybe by conditioning or whatever, you know, past experiences.
Uh-huh.
Some of those thought patterns are good. They are needed. Retain those. Some of them may need to be changed. Need to work on that probably. So that was an interesting deep dive into myself that I got. That was one aspect of my learning. And the other aspect was, at a professional role in the corporates, it required me to work extensively with people. Right? And the higher you go up the corporate ladder, the more interpersonal relationships matter, the more emotional intelligence matters. Now, over there, where I had to interact with other people, this is where NLP came to me as a very, very useful tool. You know, there is one principle in NLP that if you want anybody to get your point of view or understand your point of view, you have to first meet them where they are and then bring them to where you want them to be.
So basically, you want to say that with this NLP, you could add lots of value in people's life.
Yes. And it became kind of working together. So achieving whatever you wanted, not only in silo, not only by yourself, but with other people. So that was my first experience with NLP. And then later on, as I became a trainer and a coach, I thought that this is something which needs to be presented to the world. And I wish I knew this way back when I was in my school days or college days.
Okay.
So my mission right now is to make sure that as many people at a younger age come to know of it and are able to use it and make a difference in their lives and other lives. Okay. That would be awesome.
So friends, here I would like to tell you that Mihnosh is a wonderful trainer, and I did NLP from him in 2018, and it was a wonderful experience. And since then, he is my guru, actually. So I want to know a little bit more about it, Mihnosh. So how it actually helped in professional life, how it make it more influence when people actually get to know more about NLP or learn NLP?
One is understanding your own self, your own motivators, your own desires, your own beliefs. You know, sometimes we don't even know that what we think is just a belief, and that may not be that empowering at times.
Okay.
So figuring out what are your empowering beliefs, what are your limiting beliefs, deciding what changes you want to make in that. One thing in NLP is that you are always in the champion mode. And by champion mode, I mean in NLP terms, we call it being in the cause mode.
Okay.
So where you are responsible for your own circumstances, for your own decisions, for your own actions, for your own results. But that begins at the base of what are your beliefs? What is your mindset? And what changes need to be done at that level of the mindset?
Okay.
So working with your own self better, that is where NLP is really powerful for professionals. And getting work done from other people, interacting with other people, interpersonal relationships, it could be professional, personal, whether it's with a family member or spouse, or it could be with your team members or colleagues or clients or partners. It just, you know, gives you a better understanding of where the other person is coming from.
Okay.
And in interacting with the other person, how do you put your point forth to the other person?
Okay.
So, you know, how do you make the other person also realize where you are coming from?
Okay.
And how to do it skillfully and in a way that the other person agrees to it, or rather, you know, that is one entire module in NLP which is about building rapport with people and influencing people by talking directly to their subconscious mind.
Okay.
And this is conversationally, okay? This is conversationally talking directly to the subconscious mind. And this is very powerful and useful in sales, marketing, influence, motivating your team members, whatever you want to achieve in life.
Okay.
NLP is that toolkit of mindset and skill set combined to achieve whatever you want.
Oh wow, it's amazing. As normally many people are just working on mindset, when it combines mindset and skill set both, and then definitely it will create miracles. So yeah, Mirosh.
Yeah, indeed.
So
and you have experience with Anjali. You have been through the program, so you know exactly what differences it has made in your life.
Yeah, it's amazing journey with me as well, and actually my in-depth learning with NLP, it's just growing and growing. Yes, definitely. And I use NLP's tools in my emotional intelligence programs as well.
Brilliant.
Yeah, so Mahesh, I just want to know, as we spoke about professionals and this, how this NLP helps if somebody who is not actually professional but want to leverage their life, does it help them? But because, you know, doesn't matter I'm any professional or entrepreneur or not, but everybody wants to live a good life.
Of course.
Peaceful life.
Yes.
So how it can be helpful?
Yeah. In my NLP programs, I've had students. So students even, you know, above the age of 16 have been in the program, and they have understood techniques that help them to achieve success in their exams, mm-hmm. and also in their relationships with their parents.
Okay.
And with their friends, their colleagues, their peers. So the, as I mentioned, the sooner you learn it in life, I wish I had learned it when I was a student.
Okay.
Then there have been housewives as well who have been able to improve their interpersonal relationships with their spouses, their in-laws, their family members, their children.
Okay.
And of course, the field is open for all, and everyone will find some application to it in their life.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you are a doctor, a lawyer, a student, a homemaker,
mm-hmm.
an entrepreneur, a boss, an employee,
mm-hmm.
okay. whichever phase of life you are in, or whichever stage you are in, whatever roles you are playing,
mm-hmm.
NLP is that, I would say, that magical toolkit. So, you know, I usually tell people that there are two types of people in the world.
Okay.
One is who are applying NLP in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
And the others are those who are yet to apply NLP.
Yes. Okay. That's great. That's a brilliant. So I should say that doesn't matter, as success says that success is beyond the area of entrepreneurship or professionalship. As a house lady is for her, a success is to lead a healthy, happy house. So even for her also, NLP makes a huge difference in life. Am I right?
Yes, absolutely.
That's great. So I just, I think one more thing I would like, as my field is, I work lots of things in emotional intelligence and I use NLP tools in that. I would like to know how NLP connects with emotions. Mehanush, I know you did lots of study in that and you are doing lots of work. You must give some limelight here.
Certainly. So as human beings, we are a bundle of emotions.
Yes.
Right? And by default, when we are not aware of our emotions, what happens is that we get controlled by our emotions.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it. How many times there are it happens that, you know, you are in your home environment and something happens, maybe some argument with a family member, and that may affect your professional work on that day.
Mm-hmm.
Or it could be vice versa, you know, something doesn't go well in the professional life and it affects your personal.
Mm-hmm.
How does that happen? It's just because the emotional being that we are in, the emotional state that we are in, that we carry forward.
Okay.
And that's natural. As human beings, it's natural that we get triggered by emotions.
Yes.
NLP can be used to master your emotions, to gain mastery over your emotions. Then I'm using the word mastery, not control.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it is. And it would be a myth to say that control your emotions.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But rather be aware of your emotions. Mm-hmm. And realize which emotion is useful in which moment and how do you utilize that and bring that up when needed.
Yes.
But there are a lot of techniques in NLP which help you to manage your emotional states.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. So thank you, Manoj, and thank you very much, my dear friends, and for listening this podcast. I'm sure it must have added lots of value in your life. And if you want to connect and learn NLP, Manoj is the right person. So just and W3 coach, you can just type this on Google platform and you will find him. So once again, thank you very much, Manoj. I hope to see you again sometime. Yeah, thank you.
Certainly, very soon. Thank you. Thank you. Thanks. Friends. Goodbye.
Bye.
Signing off.